Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. When the Bible speaks of knowing God, it generally does not mean knowing of His existence or of His character. The word know means to know God in the forgiveness of our sins, to walk with Him in humility and in obedience. The Hebrew writer does not use the word know in the following passage, but it does provide insight into our relationship to God. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11:6. Obviously, we have to know that God exists and have some appreciation of His goodness and grace before we can love and trust Him. But millions of people accept these facts about God, at least intellectually, without committing their lives into His keeping. In the great Philippian letter, the Apostle Paul expresses a deep desire to know Him, that is to know Jesus Christ. When Paul wrote the Philippian letter, he had been a Christian for many years. In addition, he had traveled throughout Asia Minor, Judea, Europe, and other places preaching Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Why would one of the greatest preachers and missionaries who ever lived use the kind of language Paul uses in the Philippian letter? I want to be found in Him, that I may know Him. Philippians 3:9-10. Paul had no doubt about Christ's existence, or about His being the Savior of the world. He had taught those truths wherever he had gone. He wants to increase his appreciation for Christ, his devotion to the cause of Christ, his intimate walk with Him, and his hope of eternal life. We have some idea how Paul grew in his commitment to the cause of Christ and his determination to draw closer every day to his Lord and Savior. But how do we, living 2,000 years this side of Christ's life on earth, draw closer to our Lord? We get to know Christ better by reading and meditating on the Word which the Holy Spirit has provided for us. In our study of the Bible, we learn more about the reasons why Christ came to the earth, His total commitment to doing the will of God, His great teaching in the parables and through other means, and His spectacular miracles. Who can learn about these great biblical teachings and not know Jesus Christ in a more intimate way? We can get to know Christ better by meeting with His faithful followers in worship to God Almighty. Our worship to God not only brings us closer to our Father and to His Son, but it helps us to know and to understand our brothers and sisters in Christ in a much better way. It ought to be meaningful to all of us to know that our worship is described in the Bible as being communion. Communion with God, with Christ, and with all who are in fellowship with them. We come to know God better by knowing faithful children of our Father who is in heaven. When we pray to God, both in private and in the public assembly, we're getting to know Him who died that we might live. Will we not make a pledge to our Lord that we shall stay in contact with Him through prayer? How can we really know Him if we never talk to Him? If you want to comprehend why men like Abraham, Moses, David, Paul, and other outstanding servants of God accomplished so much in their lives, study the prayers of these men. Paul not only prayed for his fellow preachers, for members of the church where he had preached for so many years, but he requested that his fellow Christians pray for him and for others. He wrote to the Thessalonians, "Brethren, pray for us." 1 Thessalonians 5:25. We thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.